This is nuts, I muttered as we stood shivering at the crossroads not far from which way. My suggestion to wait in the comfort of my Yukon had been ignored. I was tired and stressed and in no mood for mystical tomfoolery. Do we really expect some magical midwife to poof into the road, take our old pot, and agree to deliver Sibby's baby? Both of my sisters turned to stare at me. I put my hands up. I'm not saying stranger things haven't happened, but look! Sibby interrupted as she pointed at what looked like a slightly lighter blur than the darkness that enveloped the area outside the reach of the car's headlights. I squinted into the gloom. I don't see anything. Can't you feel it, though? Maeve wrapped her arms around herself and shivered. Is it getting colder? The Yukon's headlights winked out, leaving us stranded in the darkness. I don't like this, Maeve murmured as the bright misty form drifted closer. Sibby sidled closer to me. The cry came again, a moaning sort of wail. It was full of pain and sorrow and made every hair stand up along the back of my neck. We clustered tighter together, Maeve on my left and Sibby on my right. I knew that sound. It came from within when our mother died. The echo of bottomless grief. Maeve, did Becca say anything about noises? I whispered. I sensed, more than I saw, Maeve shake her head. No. The mist settled before us and formed an outline of a humanoid shape. The colors grew brighter and faded from purple to blue to silver before rippling into blackness. I had a weird impression of scales. Say something, Sibby hissed and prodded me forward. This wasn't my idea, but there was no sense bickering about it. I took a step toward the figure. Are you the granny woman? The voice was sibilant and seemed to come from inside my skull. I have served that capacity. Well, at least we had the right being. Great. I'm Elise, and these are my sisters, Maeve and Siobhan. Siobhan is expecting very soon now, and the child you carry is not only a witch. I sense fey influence. The outline wavered. How do you know that? Maeve asked and then added, if you don't mind me asking. His heartbeat moves through my blood and tastes of strong magic. And if that wasn't the single most unsettling thing I had ever heard, Sibby too seemed to feel as though the words were a threat. She stepped back, her arms covering her pregnancy bump. The wind picked up, blowing our hair back like banners. It echoed the protective urge that thrummed through my body to defend my helpless niece or nephew from what was obviously more than a garden variety midwife. Look, if you have a problem with this baby's heritage, say so. I'd rather we muddle through it on our own than have anyone not willing to welcome this new life into our world. The figure turned its focus on me. Don't ask me how I knew that. I just felt the creature's assessing gaze sizing me up. My spine stiffened, and I lifted my chin. Come forth, Siobhan. The dark figure spoke at last. We had settled nothing, and I flung my arm out to keep Sibby behind me. To my surprise, she placed a hand on my arm and squeezed. It's okay, Elise. She won't hurt us. How do you know? That was too big a gamble for a whim. I sensed her shrug in the darkness. I just know.